Hi, welcome to Improve Your Voice. Somebody has been asking me, not somebody, many people have been asking me about belly breathing and diaphragmic breathing and how can I speak from my belly? How can I speak from my diaphragm? How can I be sound more manly and sound bigger and more authoritative? And I've replied with other videos showing you probably more healthy ways of considering breathing. But today I thought I'd answer that question in a bit more detail because it keeps being asked and I want to clear it up. Okay? Once and for all. Let's look at the belly. I'm going to step back here. Where is it? It's here, right? Somewhere down here. It's just underneath sort of your sternum, in the middle here. And your belly kind of moves down to your liver at this side. Behind it, you've got, you know, the small intestine and the large intestine going around there. What's over here? Your pancreas. You've got your kidneys around the back. It's all kind of happening. All these areas, the belly, is down here. So you're not breathing from your belly ever, are you? Really? Are you breathing from your belly? No. No, you're not breathing from your belly. You're not breathing from your guts. You might feel things down there and things might be happening, but you're not using it to breathe. Okay, so let's just clear that up. What happens is, and this is more closer to do with the diaphragm. The diaphragm, however, is quite close to the belly in a sense because the diaphragm is sitting underneath your ribs all the way around and it basically goes through your body. And what happens is this sits underneath the heart and lungs. And when you breathe in, when you bring in air, your intercostal muscles, your ribs, they expand outwards. And this diaphragm is allowed then to move down. And what that does is push your vital organs out of the way. It just moves them aside, including your belly. So it does somehow involve your belly, but it's not, your belly's not, your belly's not doing the job, your stomach even. So that moves things down out of the way. So your lungs can draw in air, there's space to take air. And then your abdominal muscles, as well as your intercostal muscles and this diaphragm, contract in order to push the air out again. So the physical action itself is involved in a lot of other things, but the belly, the stomach isn't doing that. The abdominals certainly play a part. And so we know it's not the belly, we're not breathing from the belly, but I tell you what, if you want to have a more free-flowing breathing system, it's a good idea to keep the belly relaxed. And if we keep the belly relaxed, what happens is we don't hinder the process and we don't try to control the process because it's automated. Your body will do it naturally. It will breathe for you if you allow it to. And you'll find this with people who often have really strong abdominal muscles. They don't necessarily work for their breathing as well as it might do if they were just left alone because they, you know, the body knows what it's supposed to do. And all these ways of working our muscles to look good aren't necessarily great for our voice, and that's what this channel's about. So just keep that in mind. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but for all the strengthening and muscle toning you should do an equal amount of lengthening or twice the amount of lengthening and mobility exercises with your body to be flexible enough to remain limber. So when you're breathing and when you're using your voice, it happens a lot more naturally for you as is optimum if you want to speak well and easily and free. Now, so we've talked about how the diaphragm can move down and then it gets moved back up again, allowing the organs to sit back in the natural position as air is pushed out to create sound. Diaphragmic breathing is generally the idea that you're somehow using that muscle to control the flow of air and to sort of push air up. And you do hear people doing this. You do hear people saying, hey, now I'm gonna tell you how to speak like a true authority, like someone who has balls. I'm gonna give you charisma. Now, all that does is make you sound like a pushy idiot. A salesman from the 80s. It doesn't make you sound natural. It doesn't make you sound like you have a deep resonant voice. It just makes you sound pushy. And I do that a bit myself. I'm not gonna lie. There is a certain amount of me in this channel that I notice being quite pushy and being quite forceful with my voice, but also my accent lends itself to having a sort of certain sound and I use a lot of glottal stops and that pushes air through my mouth quite quickly and that can sound quite hard too. I'm aware of it. I realize that. It's one of my own habits, but trying to aim for a pushy voice It's not the same as being resonant or deep, and it's not the same as having a voice of authority. Authority comes from knowing what the you're talking about, okay? Knowing what the you're talking about will give you authority, whether you have a great voice or not. So once you know what you're talking about, you're imbibed with the confidence to speak. And when you have confidence to speak, it doesn't matter how loud you are, how forceful, how deep your voice is, people will listen because you connect with your words. And that is far more important than just trying to be pushy and loud, because that is actually less appealing to people. And people turn off when others are too pushy. So if you're looking for diaphragmic breathing, you know it's more useful as a singer to speak or to sing, to use your diaphragm to control. But again, it's good to know how to control it by letting go of it. So you train muscles around it and then leave it be, and it will do its job automatically, naturally. If you start trying to control it, you're just going to sound pushy, it's going to sound forced, and you're going to create tensions. Therefore, you won't have an authoritative voice, you won't have a deeper voice, you'll just have a pushy, strained, and awkward sounding voice, and it won't sound like you know what you're doing with it. That's my little rant on the diaphragm and belly breathing. If you want to learn more on actually how you can develop the muscles and the body and the alignment to be able to speak more naturally and with resonance, go and check out vocabilities.com and see the range of courses that I have there that could help you become a much better speaker by improving your body as an instrument first. Okay, thanks for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.